Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dawson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Dawson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Butler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is called out on strikes. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts towards third. Butler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball 4. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive towards center. Wehner fields it and throws to second to catch English for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Gooch reaches third base with a triple. Joe Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a pop-up into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Stevenson throws the ball into English, who tags Gooch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. English takes first base on ball 4. Blake moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blake scores. English moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Abram now pitching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. English scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kyler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Abram is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abram takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Abram moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wainer takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Gooch and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Johnny Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on English. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with English covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Barnhart reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brame, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Of Brame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brame is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brame hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Brame moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brame moves to third. Adams moves to second. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wright strikes out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 3 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brame scores. Adams scores. Wehner moves to third. It's 7-2, Cubs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a line drive towards third. Butler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Barnhart hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Of Brame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brame is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brame hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.